medicinal topic. James, playing first against Fognini tomorrow, can you just talk us through what your emotions are playing that match, and what do you expect the match to go? And Fognini is an opponent.
Obviously, he's a class player, playing really well at the moment as well. His best tennis of his life, his best ranking, so, and on clay, so it's going to be very difficult. But I go out there with no pressure, and I'm sure there's not too much expectation on this first match. So it's it's a good chance for me to play well, give my best, and see what happens.
Richard, are you happiest for the rain for tomorrow? So it's possible that Andy will go on the ground later, or are you worried with the ground because it's the lowest with the rain?
No, I mean there's a few permutations that the weather can bring, because on the one hand, if Andy is a bit sick, then clearly if Wardy and Fabio are playing first and the second match doesn't get to start, it will give him an extra day to recover. But on the other hand, like we've spoken openly before, he's an option on the doubles, and if he has to play a singles on Saturday followed by a doubles, that's a tough permutation to have as well. Court surface, I don't think, is an issue if it's quicker or slower. I don't think that will play into anyone's hands. I think we're fine with that, so whoever will be, it's fine.
Leon, how much have you talked amongst yourselves as a team about what the atmosphere might be like and the crowd? It may be quite different to what even Andy may have experienced, and you as a captain may have experienced before.
Yeah, it's going to be a new experience, but it's something that's why all the players have worked so hard in the team and as a team for the last few years to get to this sort of environment, because they'll have watched it. Other teams do it in semi-finals, finals and big matches, and everyone here wants to have an experience of that. So it's certainly not something that people are apprehensive of, it's something they're looking forward to. YouTube's pretty good for looking at the clips on previous ties that have been held in similar environments, so it's important that we will have a little look at that this evening just to give them a sense of what to expect, but then today will be a new experience. But that's what's great, having 700 upwards of our own fans coming here as well, which is an amazing effort from everyone involved. So it's not like we're going to be devoid of any support ourselves, which is going to help.
Excuse me, to the captain. The choice of a second player, single player, is a specific choice by surface? Is because Ward was playing so well with the USA? Can you explain that? And it's possibly even in your mind to play the last match in an hypothetical 2-all?
Well, you've pretty much covered everything there. I think it's a mix of various factors. I mean, I said it before, at the end of the day, you go with your gut instinct. But when you weigh up the factors, I thought James had the edge on Dan for the surface. And for some of the things, yes, for that 2v2 matchup, which is important. Few different elements, and James has been really good all week in practice, but as is Dan, it was a tough choice. But everyone understands, and I think more and more we go through this journey as a team, that everyone understands it. It's about each tie, and you have to look at each tie, but everyone will play a part over, and as they have done in the last 4 years, and as the years we go ahead, everyone will have a moment where they'll be in the team, out the team, the hero, the non-hero, and this time it's James that gets the nod over Dan, and I think he deserves it.